is the most beautiful species on the face of the planet Earth. There ain't nothing on Earth better than a black woman.
Now from the beginning, yeah, God gave you to me, but I took it for granted, ignoring all the pain I put you through. I could never tell you how much I appreciate what you do. Oh, you're so incredible, lady. Never unforgettable, baby.
Everything you do is colorful.
Everything you do is colorful.
Your resilience is so spiritual.
Your resilience and your spiritual.
Your love is unconditional.
I just want to talk to you for a moment. Welcome to Herbert Scream Speaks. You can find me on forestsizeoflife.com and YouTube Forest Size of Life channel. And you can find me on Herbert Scream Speaks Spotify podcast. Just Google it, you should find me. Or you can go to forestsizeoflife.com, click the link, podcast. Take you right to me. Now, I want to talk about what happened to wanting to get married. A lot of people are caught up in this AI A lot of people believe that AI is just so hot, artificial intelligence, the hottest thing on the scene. But what happened to the God in you, the greatness in you, walking around knowing that you have a purpose and you can't wait until you get out there from mom and dad's house, or just mom's house or dad's house, and walk in your purpose, find your purpose, execute with mom and dad, your parents executed for you, instilled in you, put the blueprint, laid it out for you. What happened to want to move forward? Let's face it, okay? In this crazy world, especially in the U.S., I don't even need to say this world. I need to say in the USA, everybody's about themselves. They don't focus on the bigger picture. They don't focus on the fact that you're going to need each other in this movement that you're in the travels and the world, on your journey. While you're walking into your purpose, some of y'all think you are built to do it alone. Most of us are not built to do it alone. Did you catch it? That's the big picture. If you know you need help, why you are running from your help? Then you have individuals out there that feel, since I don't want to be told what to do, I can do bad by myself. If I ain't got it, I don't need you. And if I got it, I definitely don't want you. Marriage ain't easy. But generation, silent generation, and generation baby boomers and the GI generation, they knew they needed each other because it was a struggle. It was a common enemy out there that actually sweeps through the nation, seeking who it can devour. My mama used to tell me all the time, the devil is busy. And I didn't understand what she was talking about. And I used to hear Farrakhan speak, talking about the white man is the devil. I didn't understand none of that. But I started understanding as I grew up. There are individuals out there that are in position that want to take advantage of you and I. And they move like a snake. They take advantage of you and they try to prey on you like wolves, hyenas, slithery snakes. And it has no color on it. Has nothing to do with white, black, or any other color. They just want what you got before you get it. Did you catch what I'm talking about? They want what you have before you even get it. And ultimately, they even want your potential offsprings. They want your integrity. They want more than anything. They want your purpose, the essence of why you were placed here. Do you know you're one of them more than a couple million? When a mother and father came together, you're more than 1 and 2+ million. It's not no accident you're here. Find out the reason why you're here. And I'm telling you something. When you avoid getting married, when you avoid finding that actual person that can help you and assist you along the way, you bring on and invite nothing but destruction. You invite on doing it by yourself. You invite that selfishness, not thinking about others. You invite the predator in, because the predator actually wins more when people are divided. Now they already got us not even wanting to do things together as a group. You don't even want to do nothing as partners. You worried about money, your next bologna sandwich, how you gonna pay this bill, pay that bill. You worried about, hey, I told you not to use my toothbrush. I told you not to talk to me that way. I told you that if we gonna get married, that's mine and that's yours. I told you I need to test the cookie out before we cross that line. I told you that I have a checklist. People have a checklist when it's trying, before they even actually go out, before they even meet someone, they have a checklist. Wow. What happened to just allowing love to come into your life? You can't even think about marriage or crossing that line or having someone special if you have a checklist. Millennium's got a checklist. Generation X got a checklist. Baby boomers is just sitting back watching. And some of the generation, silent generation that's still around, they like, oh, shaking their head. You don't believe it? It's over. It's almost 50%, 48% of Generation X has been getting divorced in the last past year, 10 years. Almost 50%. And only 26% of millennials get married. So it's almost 75% don't even want to bother with marriage because the checklist is so long. The checklist. Don't you know that a family that prays together stays together? A lot of us have forgotten where we come from. I know everybody don't come from a 2+ home, but most of us come from a home that wanted to be a 2+ home. 2+ parents raising the children. It's another topic I could talk about, respecting those that walked before you, respecting those that you stand on each shoulders when they try to speak life into you. But I'm talking about your checklist. You really think you're gonna find someone that meets your checklist? You really think the forces, beings, universe, God out there is going to bring you somebody? How is God going to bring you someone if your checklist is not God's checklist? You won't even see the blessing coming your way because it don't meet your requirements. What happened? It's a separation between church and state. The state wants to make sure it's your AI. The state wants to make sure that it's your husband. The state wants to make sure it's your wife. The state wants to give you any and everything you need, USA, that you will never need nobody but them. You got a checklist. Man, I'm so glad Most High don't have no checklist on you and I. Most of us wouldn't even make it. Most of us wouldn't even receive no grace. Most of us wouldn't even get a chance to live in our purpose. A lot of y'all have taken your actual talents, taken your gifts that's been given to you, and you have buried them. They just got like, they're in a coffin, shut, buried deep, deep, deep down, more than 6 feet deep. Because of your checklist. You got a checklist with your mama. You got a checklist, if she's still around, you had it with her. if he's still around and or he's gone when he was here. You had a checklist with your father. With your siblings, you had a checklist. With your uncles and your auntie, you have a checklist. With your friends that you've been having for a while, those that might even get close to getting your life to be the next friend, you have a checklist. Ain't no way you're gonna have someone special in your life for too long with a checklist. People really believe they can get married for the second time with a checklist. Do you know that person that you're marrying and they get married for the second time? They got over some mess, just like you got over some mess. And you're trying to do things new. You learn from your past. But you ain't learned from your past because you have a checklist. With this new person coming in your life, with this new person, with your found new direction, and knowing that God has given you a new found direction, and knowing what you should and should not do, you now have a checklist. Wow. So when someone's brought your way, you can't even see it. X them out their life before they even get in your life. Do you hear me? Did you catch that? You X them out your life before they can even get in your life. Before they can really get to know you. Your checklist is blocking you from someone special becoming great in your life. Helping you on the journey of your purpose. And you helping them. Do you know you probably were meant to be? Some of y'all have had opportunities, and you know it. You sit and listen to me right now. You have had opportunities of people coming into your life, and you knew they were something special. But somehow you got in the way. Your checklist took precedence over your purpose, your gift, your blessing that God brought to you. And you're sitting there in regret. Having those, I wish I could, shoulda, woulda, just if I have one more time, one more moment. Man, I almost missed my opportunity. Man, I came back to my queen when we didn't do so well. I'll tell that in the next episode. Man, I had a checklist. Oh, she gonna do this and she gonna do that if she wanna be with me. I forgot who she was. And she forgot who I was. And also, we forget who we are now becoming. We won't allow each other to grow. But you gotta actually put that checklist aside. You gotta let it go. You are blocking your blessings. You are blocking your gifts. You are blocking individuals that are coming into your life to help you out with your purpose. It could be anybody. What you doing with your checklist? You know why? Because you're focused more on you. You're more selfish than selfless. You're not focused on L-O-V-E, love. Because God is love and love is God. And if you're not walking in your greatness because you are made in that image, God, like, you are not going to be great. You're just going to do enough to get by because love has walked right by past your life and you won't even see it. Drop the checklist. Find love again. Don't allow the state, USA, to take away your grace. Urbis Kareem.